Welcome back to Lesbian Sisters Podcast. I'm Charlie, and sitting next to me is my lovely sister,
Candace.
On this edition of Lesbian Sisters Podcast, what are we finally doing?
We are finally.
That is a perfect reaction.
Okay, so we're watching the L Word Generation Q. Oh my God!
No, don't do it. Don't do this to our new year.
Well, thankfully, it's the end of 2019, so we can't... We're not going to necessarily count this for 2020. Now, I am going to keep watching this woman's recaps. They're really good. And they're fast, and they make the show not painful, which is amazing.
Oh my God, that's like... What is it? It's amazing. You're a straight woman sleeping with a man for money. We appreciate you.
You just totally related to our entire audience.
I know. Everyone that's listening is like a desperate housewife.
They're either straight men or desperate housewives.
We will cheers to the New Year's. It is New Year's Eve, and we are cheersing to getting through the LGBT community. I don't even know.
Oh, no. Cheers to 2020. It's going to be an epic year for you and for me and definitely for
you. And you know what? Well, I didn't even know you weren't including me before.
I just want to say thank you for being really, really amazing. You're the best, most creative, wonderful person I've ever met.
I don't even have any cash on me. It's so awkward.
That Tina is no longer on the show.
Oh,
because
thank God.
She's a professional painter now, Charlie. No,
inspiring
and
Etsy?
She shows like some of her bad
practitioner?
Paintings. No, she does. Oh, and look at how cute. Okay. I'm so excited to see them together. Are you? Are
Who?
You not gay?
Who?
Everyone, all these.
Everyone's
people.
Excited to see Bet
oh my
without
God, look,
Tina.
Her paintings.
I'm excited to see Bet without Tina. Oh my God, her artwork is terrible.
Oh.
Tina's artwork is terrible.
It is. It is. It's well, no, it's good, Charlie.
And I will say, you're right. Alice looks slightly older, Botoxed to the nines.
Don't pick on Alice.
I love Alice. And I love her Botox.
What do you think how do you think Bet looks?
I think your child looks very unattractive.
No,
I will
dude.
Say that.
And
honestly.
She's like a big storyline. First of all,
Shut
the younger
up,
people.
Her child?
The younger children on the show are a storyline. Big mistake. Big, huge
mistake. Okay, Bet is running for mayor, correct?
Yes, she is.
Oh, I can't wait. Because she slept with everyone and cheated on everyone she's been with, she's perfect for mayor.
Angry husband. See, this is the thing. I wanted to show you that, but at the rally when she was, you know, doing her public speaking thing, because she has so many important things to
wait,
say.
Wait, did the angry husband...
The angry husband...
Oh, come on.
Gave him a mic, and he was just like...
What was he like?
You slept with my wife, and why should
you...
What
gives you the right to get her off... That is against
why
the
should
rules.
Any mayor ever give a woman an orgasm? I mean, am I right?
That is not a part of my job at all. The job description is to be bad in bed and to be a premature ejaculator, and you're ruining my reputation.
The husband wasn't running, but you know. Oh God, see, this is so fast. Okay, whatever. Okay, so
what is going on? Why don't we just talk about it?
Anyways, so we'll talk about Shane.
I'm gonna pause on Shane.
Okay, so
what was Bet's storyline?
Bet's storyline, which they don't go too in-depth about it, but she is running for mayor, and she is, you know...
Just because she's cheated on everyone she's with doesn't mean that she has the right to be mayor. I'm just saying, I'm not a political person.
I think
I'm
that she
saying.
Does. I think that makes her very appropriate to be mayor, so... And so, anyways, so Bet is... We don't know why she's running, because there's a cryptic remark that is made to her. Anyways... Bet is going to get into a lot of trouble. She is probably one of the most attractive people on the show, which is really saying something.
Which is so sad, considering that she's like a really attractive 50-year-old.
Older lady. And let me preface.
We could preference.
That
at this point, it's a fetish. It's an old person fetish.
If you're an older woman and you have always been attractive, then you always will be. And you will always be
God bless.
The piece of shit that you were intended to be. So that will never change. And that will never change for Bet.
All right. So Bet thinks that she should be mayor because she ages well.
No, but we don't know why she thinks she should be mayor. And somebody made a comment.
Nobody does.
Somebody made a comment about why. And then we were like, oh, well, we don't know why. So I haven't watched the next episode. So that's sort of the dish on her. Now, yeah, she got called out. And she now she's trying to come back because she's on. Okay, well, we haven't hit that yet. But Alice has her own talk show now.
Oh, based on.
Because Alice is entertaining. I really love Alice. It's like if someone gave you a talk show. I think you should have one. Thing.
Alice had her radio show. She got fired. And I guess they were like, we're going to promote you based on you being fired for being on Quaaludes. We're going to promote you to a talk show. I get it. It's TV.
I could very totally easily. Really I love her. Favorite. I love Leisha Haley. Shane, she's stepping off
Shane
a private
is getting
plane
off a private plane because she...
Because she is a prostitute. And clearly...
She's a really successful prostitute.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think she probably is.
She sleeps with a pilot. Okay, she sleeps with a flight attendant.
Yeah, just, like, barely. Okay?
Like Shane style, where Shane, she, like, violently fingers them. And who thinks that's sexy? A lot of people, apparently.
And
that's
she still
really
has
weird
the same haircut. Everybody still has the same
here's
hair.
Here's my thing, and that's weird, and a lot of Botox, you get over it. But it's, like, Shane always sleeps with people that are, like, she sleeps with them, like, really violently fingering them. And all straight girls that have never had sex that way think it's cool. So Shane now has a wife?
She's actually letting every straight girl know that, like, lesbian sex is terrible. So that's what she's
really
doing.
Hardcore. And Shane has a wife. And she has a private jet. So obviously, like, 5 years have passed. I don't know. She was homeless before and noncommittal.
The story is ridiculous. And we don't know what went on. But she got married. And she's closing down salons in, like, Paris and, like, all over the world. And we don't know why. We don't know why. Here's the thing. We're supposed to be curious. Why? We don't care.
Well,
the only way that we're going to be... You know what I'm curious about? Who killed Jenny? And no, she didn't commit suicide. That didn't happen.
They're going to say she committed suicide. No, it didn't. What's funny is that they're like, we want you to be curious, but we're going to give you really unattractive, like, young people. So
do
you
think she's unattractive?
Who? The Indian?
Yeah. Her. Yeah,
she's totally, like, plan B.
I think she's... pretty.
She's not attractive.
I think she's pretty.
I think that she is a...
okay, but Micah is gay.
Micah's a gay guy.
So at least...
So he's with a guy.
At least the transgender person, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it, is gay. So it's an unattractive gay man. And I don't really care. I don't care.
I'm gonna
pause I don't care.
This.
Okay.
Or what's going on with Danny? I don't know.
Danny and Sophie, which I don't know if you know what she looks like, but it's her girlfriend. So
I know what Sophie looks like. She's very unattractive.
Yeah, they're supposed to be the Bette and Tina. So nothing much is going on between them other than, okay, so Danny is a super successful PR rep for her father's firm.
Wait, okay, so the Indian girl, Danny, is a super successful PR rep. She's kind of like a Bette of the new, like a new age Bette.
Right.
Okay, right.
And then Danny, who, you know, I don't know, or who is supposed to like Danny, I'm not really sure, but she
Nobody.
Is a production assistant or something for Alice's television show.
Of
surprise,
course.
Surprise.
Everyone's gay. Everyone knows each other.
Everyone's gay. Well, I mean, that's very, you know, in the entertainment industry, that's accurate. So this is probably a true story from all accounts. So anyways, so Danny, you know, she's just this slum person who, I don't know, maybe she's supposed to be unattractive. Is she supposed to be unattractive? Because
she's pulling it off.
They had the period sex. I'll tell you, they did have the
no
periods.
Did you watch that?
Yeah,
no.
I did. It was
Wait,
so bad.
But they were talking about how they didn't have the dirty fingernails. Like, it was just, like, very light, polite, like, you didn't even realize that it was period sex. How did you know that it was period sex?
They showed a little bit on the
no way. Like, how did they show the blood? Was it just all over her face and she was like, I'm going in to win?
Is that how you do it, Charlie?
I don't mess with girls in their period. I'm not in love. That's something you do.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, this is a serious
Here's
relationship.
The thing.
That's how
Here's
you know this
the
is.
Thing.
This is how you know this is happening.
This is how I know I'm in a serious relationship. First of all, we've been together for 40 years, and she tells
40,
me,
Charlie.
Yeah, she tells me she springs it on me. I still have my period, and I'm like, what? And then I'm going down, and I'm like, huh. No way.
And then you see a little bit of blood on your fingers.
And I'm like,
and
no.
You're just like,
And then we get a divorce. That's my limited experience with period sex. That is my limited experience. So I did not get to see what they
So that is how a, they dealt that is it. An accurate portrayal of
yeah,
period
sex. Okay. So how did they deal with it? Was it it different than how I dealt with it?
Okay, this is the one reason that I'm sad that I didn't get to show Charlie the actual edit that I wanted to show her because it was so graphic. Like
no,
it wasn't graphic, but it was just graphic. So it was like the worst porn you've ever watched, but without like showing
you're without talking into your mic, babe,
without showing any vagina, like it was just
okay, but how
so much fakeness, like so much fake orgasm things going on, and like the women don't have any chemistry, like it's so ridiculous, and I don't know how they cast the show. I You know what? I think Leisha and Kate produced this. I think they paid for it. I'm not really sure. Yeah, because I watched a couple interviews. And gosh, I don't know. What's the girl's name that does that weird like drunk kitchen thing?
Harto?
She did an interview with them. And it was so funny because she was kind of talking shit like without doing it. And she was like, it was kind of heavy and I wasn't expecting it. I wanted something fun and great and bubbly, blah. And yeah, and it was so funny. And like I swear to God, she
called
them
out.
She did everything. She did everything but talk shit to them. And I was proud.
All right. So here's the thing. We're catching up on this girl that I hate.
We're deviating. So Finley, what do you think of Finley, Charlie? What
obviously, I hate Finley. She's the girl from Easy. I hate her. I hate her so much. And now she's bothering
Shane. She's supposed
Shane.
To be the new Shane. So it's like Shane feels sorry for her. She relates to her.
By the way, I wasn't into Shane and she is not even attractive. Like at least Shane was attractive. I don't find her attractive at all. I think she's awful.
Yeah, no. I think they could have found a better Shane. Yeah, that's the only way I could say it. I don't think that girl's unattractive.
She's very...
I don't think so.
You know, we can agree to disagree with your ignorance your inability to read people's physical attractiveness. It's fine. We can agree to disagree on your shortcomings. We always do. We always do as an audience. We're here for Candace.
Okay, so they're showing us the next show already. And I knew that we were going to go off. Okay, so me and Charlie, we have a very deep connection to the L Word. We watched it growing up. Like, we know everything about it. And the new season is very bad.
So she said she proposed. We're watching the late. She proposed to Sophia. The Indian proposed to the very unattractive. By the way,
okay,
you
Charlie,
can be
go
really...
Ahead. Go ahead.
By the way, you can be really offended because Sophia, who's the, what is she? Is she Indian? Is she Asian? What the hell is Sophia?
I think she's Indian.
She might be Middle Eastern. Who knows?
I don't care.
Exactly. She proposed to her insanely unattractive girlfriend who's...
Okay, but she only did that because her dad... was very against her being gay and
so
very
she's rebelling.
Against the relationship. She's rebelling and she rebelled against him too because she took on Beth's case, like her case.
To be mayor?
Well, as a PR representative because she looks so bad because she's an adulterer and she's trying to be mayor. So she not only...
First of all, Beth's horrible.
Not only did she's trying to play... And I don't know. Who's worse? A corporate man... who takes advantage of everyone, or a lesbian woman who maybe she sleeps with, you know, a married woman at the office. Who cares? So who would you vote for? In the scenario.
Who's topless? I always say, if a woman is willing to go topless, she's willing to fight for my rights.
Bet is willing to go topless.
She's willing to fight for my rights.
Are you voting for Bet
then?
She's
fighting for my rights, topless. She's there.
My nose just touched the book.
She's there for me. She's there for me, and I feel for her, and she's there for me.
Okay, so, yes, the first episode was
awful?
okay. A catastrophe.
But you were supposed to explain it to me, and I feel like...
But we didn't
what
even
was
have
Alice's,
time.
What was okay. Alice's storyline?
So Alice's storyline is she has a talk show.
Which is ridiculous.
And she's in a relationship with a woman who has two kids. And the woman, that woman's ex-wife is supposed to be like the Marina, I guess. But she's not sexy.
Wait,
like she's
with
not
someone
hot.
Who's with... someone else like she's like
her girlfriend is like not hot and I think she's supposed to not be that hot and then her ex
well I feel like everyone on this show is pulling
well
that
whatever
off.
They're still trying to they're still trying to do the story
Jesus line. Christ is anyone hot on this show
Charlie come on
no they're not okay. They're not that's
you
an easy no
okay Charlie
that's an easy
we're, gonna
no.
Ask,
I would not
we're gonna ask you a question
oh I'm gonna answer it
who would you have sex with on
nobody.
The nobody yes you would Charlie's no longer gay.
And look at this. I would masturbate on a long flight to hell. And I literally watched this and it made me want to kill myself.
And that was a 5-minute clip in a recap of the whole.
That
watched,
was awful.
I watched the whole
that
episode.
Was awful.
I watched the whole episode. I watched the recap like 5 times and I made notes. And I was like, you know what? No, none of this even freaking
matters.
Here's
the portion
it's
of the video
it's
where
so bad.
Candace reveals that I made her watch the entirety of some terrible show.
She was like, watch
like,
it again. Watch it again.
And then she's like, this was awful. You made me go through this. I'm no longer sane. This is what I do.
It's okay. I liked it. I still enjoyed
it.
No,
this is what I do. Because Candace has such a high tolerance for such terrible shows. I always get you to watch things. You'll complain for 2 seconds on the podcast and then you'll be like,
it was okay.
I still watched it.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I would watch it again. Hey, we watched Last Christmas, which we did.
Yeah, we did.
Now, if it had been, oh, and
topless
you know
women
what?
Always y- win.
You know,
nobody what? Was topless.
You know what we have to complain about, which what? We did see today? We saw Bombshell.
Oh, let's go off on Bombshell.
Okay. It was a bomb. There was a bunch of blonde bombshells. So I think that, you know, that's
everyone should have been hot.
You know, that's what they were going
first
for.
First of all, everyone should have been topless. Nobody was.
And everyone's obviously had surgery. So why didn't we see any tits?
I don't understand. I'm fraught.
Yeah.
And I'm distraught.
Spoilers. There's Margot Robbie robbed us. She robbed us blind. She robbed the lesbian
she
community.
To be,
she robbed the lesbian
She pretended
community.
To be into women, and then she had a scene with Kate Manning in bed, and nobody kissed.
They
nobody
were,
groped. It, nobody was topless. It, no nips. It, no hard nipples
there
under
really
sheets.
Wasn't any chemistry between them, though.
No, but there was no hard nipples under sheets.
Like, maybe it would have been bad if they did, though. They were just like, oh, you were
here's
the Fox.
Thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Democrat. I was like, what in the hell?
If you're gonna advertise going a movie, you should be required to say no nipples.
I like
no
it.
Nipples
no
under
nipples.
Clothing. No,
no
hard
nipples.
Nips. Nothing. No and that nips. Should be how you have to sell your movie. Thank you. Because I'm not gonna go to that movie.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you one more question. If Margot Robbie had been fully gay and had a great love scene in that movie, which would have saved it, guys.
Perfect.
It was really
10
bad.
Total 10 out of 10.
Who do you want to see her?
I
want to
see but
Nicole Kidman, maybe? Maybe should they have done
I
it?
I want to see Margot Robbie have sex with Margot Robbie's twin. And I
no,
don't.
No, you had to pick. You had to pick another celebrity. How about Charlize Theron? Any of them?
Yeah. Charlize Theron. Yeah. Without the prosthetics.
Yeah, the prosthetics
I
are kind of weird.
What was it? What was that one
with
that
Nicole
she did?
Kidman filming it.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman can be doing the splits and getting the right angle. And I would love that angle,
no,
too.
You're talking about monster, asshole.
No. What was the one with... No, Charlize Theron, where she did the... No, it wasn't monster, but it was Charlize... I can't even remember.
You mean like it's just like a random... Oh, it's a random movie.
Yeah, I can't think of it. It was ridiculous. It was a total fail.
But it was kind of a surprise to me because I didn't know anything about the story. So it was just
I
like,
didn't
oh,
either. And then I saw.
Great. And we like looked at each other and we were in the movie. Like, it's a bad movie. Don't see it. Don't see it.
But here's the thing. And everyone knows this. Conservatives eat. I will.
Charlie did say that.
I will.
She did
cut
that
out. But they do. And they got a scene with them after they had already eaten. And. Nothing.